have on the table the seasoned, the white.
Salt and pepper?
And if there's some apples and a child wants one, he says,
can I have an apple or give me an apple?
If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
the other.
Or suppose you're identifying a certain group and you say, it wasn't these boys, it was
another group of boys.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say, it was them boys or those boys?
Yeah,
or?
It was them.
How about if he doesn't live here and he lives
across the street?
Uh-huh. Or, what if it's further
down
west?
Down the lane or on the west side?
Uh-huh. Or just in a general place in that direction he lives?
In the neighborhood.
And at a greater distance, you say he lives?
Cross town.
Or over there, over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever used to say that?
Over yonder.
Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to him to make him repeat?
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear you.
Or you say, what's?
What you say.
If a man has plenty of money, doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Mine?
On a man.
Brands. You said life?
No. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man that...
don't have?
Uh-huh. Or the opposite of a rich man is a...
poor man?
Uh-huh. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have a...
orchard.
And you might ask somebody if it's his orchard. He says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And pointing to someone else, he says, he's the man.
Who this orchard belongs to?
Or who?
Who owns it?
Yeah. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Rich?
But next door was a boy who's...
who's rich?
How about, how would you say this? When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy, his father is rich, or his, boy that the father was rich, or was a boy, his father... all right. How about, what is the inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat?
What's the pit.
Any other words for that? How about the inside of a peach?
Kernel.
Any, you know any other words for that?
No, that's what I call it, a peach kernel.
How about, what is the kind of the peach where the flesh is tight against the kernel?
The name of that peach?
Uh-huh.
You know something, I don't know the name of it.
Or what other, do you know the kind of peach you have to cut the kernel out of?
A hard peach?
How about, you ever heard of cling peach or clingstone peach? Or press peach?
Press peach, press stone peach. I heard of that.
You ever heard of cleavestone?
No.
How about, the kind of peach you break open and take the seed out of?
That's, what's the name? I don't know the name for that peach. Well, that's more like a soft peach.